Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
After weeks of debate between the U.S. Senate candidates here in Massachusetts, a proposal to let employers opt out of some health coverage for religious or moral reasons has gone down to defeat on Capitol Hill. The Senate has tabled the proposal by Missouri Senator Roy Blunt in a vote of 51-48, largely along party lines. But as WBUR's Fred Tice reports, it's unlikely to be the end of the issue in the Senate race here.
Even though the issue is settled, Democrats are hoping to keep it alive. Minutes after the Senate vote, they were in campaign mode. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee released this video urging voters to support one of the 11 Democratic women running for Senate this year.
If you don't like what Republicans are doing, send a woman to the Senate. In fact, send them all.
At the same time, on the Democratic blog Blue Mask Group, co-founder David Kravitz wrote that Brown is now stuck with what Kravitz calls his foolish vote.
It's an intensely personal issue and something that a lot of people feel very strongly about. So I think it could stick around and it could haunt them in November.
Later in a conference call with reporters, the chairman of the Massachusetts Democratic Party, John Walsh, made the same prediction.
In the fall, this may be one of the issues that people will look at and maybe an issue that might become known as Brown's big mistake.
Polls don't provide much insight on the issue yet. There have been four polls in the past month that compare Brown and Democrat Elizabeth Warren. The WBUR poll showed Warren slightly ahead. Two others gave Brown a lead of 9 to 10 points. A poll released yesterday is the first since the issue of requiring health insurance for contraception arose. The Rasmussen poll finds Brown's lead is just 5 points. Is it down because he supports exempting employers with moral objections to contraception? Pollster Scott Rasmussen doesn't think so.
I doubt the Blunt Amendment had a dramatic impact, if any significant impact, on this. Early on in the process, there may be a lot of reasons for supporting the incumbent senator or a lot of reasons to challenge him, but it's more of a general sense of team competitiveness rather than individual issues. The individual issues will play a bigger role when we get past Labor Day.
But Morris Cunningham, chairman of the Political Science Department at UMass Boston, believes Brown's stand will hurt him.
I think it was a mistake. It was an obvious play for working-class Catholics, and I don't think that they care so much about that issue as other issues, you know, that he's done quite well with them on economic things and so forth. And he's got a backlash on the other side among independents and women that I think is costly.
A poll released yesterday does find that Catholics are on the president's side on this issue. The Kaiser Family Foundation poll found that most Americans support President Obama's requirement that health plans supply free contraceptives. It was that requirement that prompted Republicans to offer employers a way out on religious or moral grounds. Democrats are hoping to polarize women against Brown. The Kaiser poll, however, found that this issue actually divides women as much as it does men. Molly Ann Brody conducted the poll.
And perhaps one of the most interesting things about the findings is that we found that there wasn't really a gender gap. Men and women supported this requirement about the same shares. But what we did find is that the partisan ID gap does persist for women.
Republican women oppose the requirement, while Democratic women support it. Brody says what's driving the split is a belief among Republican women that the government is overstepping its bounds with the Affordable Care Act. Boston College political science professor Mark Landy believes that some Massachusetts Catholic independents and Democrats could also be receptive to Brown's message.
They get a sense that maybe government is getting a bit too intrusive here. I mean, that's the fear of the Obamacare in general, right? That it is intrusive.
The Kaiser poll found that a significant minority, 40% of Catholics nationwide, oppose the president's requirement that health plans cover contraception. Enough, perhaps, to be part of a coalition of voters that in Massachusetts could carry Brown over the top come November. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.